FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Residents in Maritzburg say they're waiting for electricians to attend to power lines down during a storm. The cables have been lying on the ground since strong winds and lightning battered Mgungundlovu district over the weekend. Stabile Zondi, who lives in Ward 15, says it's worrying. She says they're still picking up the pieces after the storm ravaged mud homes in Mbali Unit J.
We are not safe. We need help urgently. We are worried about the electricity and the impact it will have if one of the children suffers from an electric shock, since cables are lying on the ground and some on the roof.
Meanwhile, Umsunduzi Municipality says the continued heavy rains have delayed repairs but has promised residents that they'll be finished soon. Cooperative Governance says it's still assessing the extent of the damage. The storm claimed the life of one person. Three others are recovering in hospital in the Mooi Mphofana Municipality. The SA Council for Planners says it's teaming up with an institute in the UK to promote best practices in urban town planning. It signed an agreement with the Royal Town Planning Institute at the World Urban Forum, currently underway in Egypt. The council, Simfani Seni Sihlongonyanes, explained that they'll be exchanging knowledge and expertise on urban town planning, among other things.
We are both going to promote everything that has got to do with environmentally, socially and economically facilitating sustainable development. We will be having joint conferences, joint research endeavors, as well as supporting emerging researchers within the profession.
And it now seems almost certain Donald Trump will be the U.S. president again. The Republican candidate has claimed victory over his Democrat rival Kamala Harris as he picks up some of the key battleground states, which are vital in determining the overall result. It's gone 4 a.m. in Florida, where he left the stage a short while ago.
We're going to help our country heal. We're going to help our country heal. We have a country that needs help, and it needs help very badly. We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country.
World leaders have begun congratulating him, including the French and Ukrainian presidents and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has called it history's greatest comeback. Gerard Baker, the Wall Street Journal's editor-at-large, says it appears to be an overwhelming victory.
So far, we haven't found a single, there are thousands of counties in the United States, not a single county where Kamala Harris outperformed Joe Biden's vote in 2020, which is an astonishing, that's a statistical freak.
Harris is expected to speak later. A recap of our lead story. Residents in Maritzburg say they're still waiting for electricians to attend to power lines downed during a weekend storm. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.